नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
Hare Krishna. I hope and pray that you all had a nice time in Ekachakra yesterday. Please forgive us if we put you through any inconveniences. But during yatras, inconvenience is auspicious. Of course, the managers of the yatras, they should work with great enthusiasm to try to create an environment where there's not even the slightest inconvenience for any devotee. However, by the nature of the holy Dham, which manifests the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, so many causeless opportunities for purification will come. So we should be very inspired by the inconveniences that come in our worship of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed to Lord Sri Krishna that the inconveniences and sufferings that I undergo in my service to you are the source of my greatest happiness. It is said in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita that when devotees suffer, it's not really suffering. Because when a devotee suffers in the service of the Lord, that suffering is actually going to be transformed into the highest bliss. Whereas when materialistic people enjoy, that enjoyment is eventually transformed into great suffering. Krishna tells us in Gita, what tastes like nectar in the beginning will taste like poison in the end. However, what tastes like poison in the beginning will taste like nectar in the end. Today we have special guest Sai Ram Prabhu and his blessed wife Premanjari Mataji. They are in their transcendental dedication and commitment to Prabhupada's movement over the years accepted so many difficulties, so many life-threatening situations, and yet he's just sitting there smiling. They are doing service that is uncalculable for Srila Prabhupada and our whole Vaishnava society, in developing Mayapur, in protecting the integrity of our society. Please, everyone, enthusiastically welcome them to our yatra. Could you stand up? Please? Very well. This is the island of Modadrumadweep. It is non-different than Ayodhya, and also non-different than Bandiravan, one of the 12 forests of Vrindavan, where Krishna and Gopas and Gopis have very confidential pastimes. During the Treta Yuga, after Lord Sri Ram was banished to the forest with Sita and Lakshman, they stayed here for some time in Navadweep under a banyan tree. One day, Sita Devi happened to see her beloved Lord Sri Ram smiling very curiously. She asked him, "Why, my dear Lord, are you smiling in such a way?" And he explained to her that what I am about to speak is a secret that is not meant to be spoken to others. in the age of Kali, I will appear here in Navadvip Dham. I will be the son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Devi. I will perform such attractive pastimes. In my Bal Leela, I will perform the same types of mischievous activities as Lord Krishna, and I will attract everyone's hearts. In my educational Leela, I will defeat the greatest of the pundits. I will have a beautiful golden form. But then, in order to deliver these stubborn conditioned souls from the mires of illusion, I will take sannyas, and I will leave my mother and my wife to be embracing one another, weeping and crying incessantly. Sita was very much disturbed to hear this. She said, why? Why will you take sannyas? And what do you hope to gain by causing your beloved mother and wife to be crying with broken hearts for the rest of their lives? Lord Ram explained to her that you should know that in loving relationships there is union and separation. Union creates sambhoga, the intimacy of personal love. But in separation from the beloved, it is called vipralamba, the bliss of the ecstasy, of the absorption in the object of love intensifies greatly. There is a greater ecstasy in separation than in union. And when there is union again, that separation makes the union thousands of times more pleasing to the heart. This is the science of transcendental ecstasy. Kausalya, my dear mother, will incarnate as Sachi Devi, and you will incarnate as Vishnu Priya. After I leave and take sannyas, you will worship a deity of myself for the rest of your life in great devotion, in a spirit of separation. In fact, someday in this incarnation, you will be banished to the forest, and I will be suffering separation from you, worshipping a golden deity of you in the spirit of Vipralamba in the city of Ayodhya. These truths were revealed to Sita here in Modadrumadvipa. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, citing Nityananda Prabhu's Gaurmandala Parikrama, he explained how one of the associates of Lord Ram, Maharaj Guha, who lived in the forest, he will take birth as Sadananda. Sadananda was a Brahmin, and at the time of Lord Gaurhari's birth at the Yogapit, he would come to see the newborn baby child. When he saw the golden form of Nimai, his heart melted in ecstatic love. He went home that day, and in a vision, he saw the beautiful Nimai transform into his eternal Lord, Sri Ramachandra, standing with bow and a complexion green like the durva grass, glancing upon him with beautiful lotus-like eyes, revealing to him that in this form of mine, of Lord Sri Gauranga, I will spread pure love of God to everyone through the congregational chanting of the holy name. But this should not be disclosed to anyone. Sadananda Vipra remained an intimate associate of Lord Gauranga, always worshipping him in his heart as his beloved Lord Sri Ramchandra. The place where we are sitting today in Modadrumadweep is the very holy grounds in which Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur appeared within this world. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur is incarnation of Vedavyas, the compiler of the Vedas, who especially came to this world to reveal to all humanity the glories, teachings, and pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He wrote the Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, one of the original histories of the life of Lord Chaitanya. He was also the cowherd boy, Kushamapida, who was one of the very dear, intimate friends of Krishna and Balaram in Sri Goloka Vrindavan. Srivas Thakur was living in Navadweep with his brothers, Sri Ram, Sri Pati, Sri Nidhi. And a few days ago, we visited his home, Srivasangam. We were fortunate enough to make some attempt to speak a few words about the glories of that place. After Lord Chaitanya, during that time, if we remember, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave very, very special mercy to Srivas Thakur's four-year-old niece, Narayani. One day, he ordered Narayani, chant the names of Krishna and cry in ecstasy. She, on his order, started calling out, Krishna, Krishna. Four-year-old girl. Torrents of tears began to pour from her eyes. Her limbs were trembling. She fell to the ground unconscious. Then she came up again, calling out, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. The devotees were utterly amazed to see this miracle. Lord Chaitanya demonstrated this to show his power. And throughout the Leela of Lord Chaitanya in Navadweep, he would regularly feed his own personal remnants of Mahaprasad to Narayani with his own hands. Therefore, she became most loved and adored by all the devotees as the child who was the special recipient of the intimate mercy of Lord Chaitanya. She was married to one great Vaishnava named Vaikuntha Das, who was from Kumarahatta. We went there just 3 days back. After Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu accepted sannyas and moved to Sri Jagannath Puri, Srivas Thakur and his brothers could no longer tolerate living here in Navadweep in the absence of the Lord. So they moved to Kumarahatta. There, Narayani became pregnant with a child. She was staying with her husband. At that time, her husband died. So Srivas Thakur was taking care of her at his home. Malini, Srivas Thakur's blessed wife, her father was living here at Mamgachi. They sent Narayani to this place to reside. And Malini's father was taking care of her. When Narayani gave birth, it was a glorious moment in our Gaudiya Vaishnava history. For here in this place, Srila Thakur Vrindavan Das manifested himself in this world. As a child, he had no father. Sometimes Srivas Thakur would take intimate loving care of him. And just next door was the house of Vasudev Dutt, that very intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would describe the glories of Vasudev Dutt as if he had 1,000 mouths. It is said that his position of compassion and devotion was unique in the entire universe. Vasudev Dutt took care of both Narayani, who was a widow, as well as her son, Vrindavan Das. In that association, he was constantly hearing first-hand information of the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When he was young, he took shelter of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. Lord Nityananda Prabhu personally accepted him as one of his confidential associates. It is said that he was the last disciple initiated by Sri Nityananda Prabhu. And from here, at Modadruma Dweep and Navadweep, he traveled, personally serving Lord Nityananda. In their travels, they came to a village called Dhanur. Thereafter, Lord Nityananda Prabhu took some prasad. Vrindavan Das Thakur gave him some haritaki. Vrindavan Das Thakur told him, "This is a very good place for you. You should remain here. Here, you should constantly chant Gaur Kirtan, and you should describe the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu." With the blessings of Lord Nityananda Prabhu, Vasudev Dutt, Srivas Thakur, and ultimately with the blessings of Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur compiled Sri Chaitanya Mangala, which was later entitled Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Because just as Srila Veda Vyas glorified Krishna in his Srimad Bhagavat, he appeared again in this world to glorify Krishna, who appears in the age of Kali, in his Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. I would like to read the glorification of Vrindavan Das Thakur that has been written and put into history by Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. We can best learn of the glories of great personalities by hearing from other great personalities who have very much been influenced by their mercy and devotion. Please listen very carefully. To hear this glorification in this holy place will not only fill our hearts with great appreciation and gratitude for Vrindavan Das Thakur, but it will also purify our heart in a very sublime and magnanimous way. Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami writes in the crest jewel of all Gaudiya Vaishnava literatures, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, the following description of his Shiksha Guru, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur. When he says Chaitanya Mangal, he's speaking of what we know as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the independent Supreme Personality of Godhead, is greatly magnanimous. Unless one worships him, one can never be liberated. O fools, just read Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Sri Krishna in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya.
Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Chaitanya Mangal. Hearing this book will annihilate all misfortune. By reading Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all the glories or truths of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and come to the ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. In Chaitanya Mangal, later known as Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. This next sloka will give us hope. Please listen attentively. Even if a great atheist hears Chaitanya Mangal, he will immediately become a great devotee of the Lord. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur. I offer millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for the deliverance of all fallen souls. Narayani eternally eats the remnants of the foodstuffs of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur was born from her womb. What a wonderful description he has given of the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Anyone in the three worlds who hears it will be purified. I fervently appeal to everyone to adopt the method of devotional service given by Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, and thus be freed from the miseries of material existence and ultimately achieve the loving service of the Lord. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has written Chaitanya Mangal and therein described in all respects the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. He first summarized all the pastimes of the Lord and later described them vividly in detail. The pastimes of Lord Chaitanya are unlimited and unfathomable. Therefore, in describing all these pastimes, the book became voluminous. He saw them to be too extensive that he later felt that some had not been properly described. He ecstatically described the pastimes of Lord Nityananda, but the later pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained untold. The devotees of Vrindavan were all very anxious to hear those pastimes. In Vrindavan, in a great place of pilgrimage underneath the desire trees, is a golden throne bedecked with jewels. On that throne sits the son of Nanda Maharaj, Srila Govindadev, the transcendental Cupid. Varieties of majestic service are rendered to Govinda there. His garments, ornaments, and paraphernalia are all transcendental. In that temple of Govinda, thousands of servitors always render service to the Lord in devotion. Even with thousands of mouths, one could not describe this service. In that temple, the chief servitor was Sri Haridas Pandit. His qualities and fame are known all over the world. He was gentle, tolerant, peaceful, magnanimous, grave, sweet in his words, and very sober in his endeavors. He was respectful to everyone and worked for the benefit of all. Diplomacy, envy, and jealousy were unknown to his heart. The 50 qualities of Lord Krishna were all present in his body. In one who has unflinching devotional faith in Krishna, all the good qualities of Krishna and the demigods are consistently manifested. However, one who has no devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead has no good qualification, because he is engaged by mental concoction in material existence, which is the eternal feature of the Lord. Ananta Acharya was a disciple of Gadadhar Pandit. His body was always absorbed in love of Godhead. He was magnanimous and advanced in all respects. Ananta Acharya was a reservoir of all good qualities. No one can estimate how great he was. Pandit Haridas was his beloved disciple. Pandit Haridas had great faith in Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. Therefore, he took great satisfaction in knowing about their pastimes and qualities. He always accepted the good qualities of the Vaishnavas and never found fault in them. He engaged his heart and soul only to satisfy the Vaishnavas. He always heard the reading of Sri Chaitanya Mangal by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, and all the other Vaishnavas used to hear it by his grace. Like the full moon, he illuminated the entire assembly of the Vaishnavas by speaking Chaitanya Mangal by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur, and by the nectar of his qualities, he increased their transcendental bliss. By his causeless mercy, he ordered me to write about the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai. I would like to share another description by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. Please listen. This verse has very deep significance. This is the mood in which a Paramhamsa Acharya feels. He's writing this book for the ultimate welfare of all living beings. But this is the spirit in which he is writing. After offering my respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of all my Vaishnava readers, I shall therefore end this description of the characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The sky is unlimited, but many birds fly higher and higher according to their own abilities. The pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are like the unlimited sky. How then can an ordinary living being describe them all? I have tried to describe them as far as my intelligence allows, as if trying to touch a drop in the midst of a great ocean. Vrindavan Das Thakur is Lord Nityananda's favorite devotee, and therefore he is the original Vyasadeva in describing the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Although Vrindavan Das Thakur has within his jurisdiction the full store of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he has left aside most of them and described only a small portion. What I have described was left aside by Vrindavan Das Thakur, but although he could not describe these pastimes, he gave a synopsis. In his book, Chaitanya Mangal, or Chaitanya Bhagavat, he has described these pastimes in many places. I request my readers to hear that book, for it is the best evidence. I have described the pastimes very briefly, for it is impossible for me to describe them in full. In the future, however, Vedavyas will describe them elaborately. In Chaitanya Mangal, Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur has stated in many places the factual truth that in the future, Vyasadeva will describe them elaborately. The ocean of nectarine pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is like the ocean of milk. According to his thirst, Vrindavan Das Thakur filled his pitcher and drank from that ocean. Whatever remnants of milk Vrindavan Das Thakur has given me are sufficient to fill my belly. Now my thirst is completely satiated. I am a very insignificant living being, like a small red-beaked bird. Just as such a bird drinks the water of the sea to quench its thirst, So I have touched only a drop of the ocean of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. From this example, you may all understand how expansive the pastimes are of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I infer that I have written is a false understanding, for my body is like a wooden doll. I am old and troubled by invalidity. I am almost blind and deaf. My hands tremble, and my mind and intelligence are unsteady. I am infected by so many diseases that I can neither properly walk nor properly sit. Indeed, I am always exhausted by five kinds of disease. I may die at any time of day or night. I have previously given an account of my inabilities, but hear the reason why I nevertheless still write. Would you like to hear the reason?
No.
You have to hear enthusiastically. Your eagerness to hear is what will make your heart a fertile place for these seeds to grow. I am writing this book by the mercy of the lotus feet of Sri Govindadev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, Advaitacharya, and other devotees, and the readers of this book, as well as Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Sri Jiva Goswami. I have also been specially favored by another Supreme Personality. Sri Madan Mohan Deity of Vrindavan has given the order that is making me right. Although this should not be disclosed, I disclose it because I am unable to remain silent. If I did not disclose this fact, I would be guilty of ingratitude to the Lord. Therefore, my dear readers, please do not consider me too proud and be angry at me. It is because I have offered my prayers to the lotus feet of all of you that whatever I have written about Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has been possible. Now let me repeat all the pastimes of the Antya-lila, for if I do so, I shall taste the pastimes again. Sri Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami Ki Jai. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur Ki Jai. Let us bow with great humility in the dust of this holy place. And let us pray to Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur for his causeless mercy, that we may deeply appreciate the great treasure that he has bestowed upon us, and that we may dedicate our lives in following the footsteps of those great personalities that he has revealed to the world in Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat. Let us pray for unflinching faith and dedication to Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda Prabhu, and to always remain eager, aspiring to be the servant of the servant of their servants, and constantly chant the holy names of Sri Gauranga. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is said that the deities in this temple were worshipped by Srimati Narayani as well as Vrindavan Das Thakur. And later on there is also a murti of Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur present in this temple. Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Itai Gaur Vimanandi. From this place we will go to the temple of Sharanga Thakur.
Because there's not enough space there for us to speak, we will tell something about that holy place while sitting here. From this place, we will go to the temple of Sharanga Thakur. Because there's not enough space there for us to speak, we will tell something about that holy place while sitting here. Sharanga Thakur was the incarnation of the gopi named Nandimukhi. Nandimukhi is very prominent in the literatures of Sri Rupa Goswami in her transcendental assistance in the loving pastimes of Sri Sri Radha and Krishna. Sarangha Thakur worshipped Lord Sri Krishna in a secluded place on the bank of the Ganga. That place is where we will go in a few minutes. It's in Modadruma Dweep. He was doing his bhajan under a bakul tree. It was a very, very old bakul tree. Practically, its leaves were falling. It was on the verge of death. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would come there regularly to see Sharanga Thakur, his very dear devotee. And seeing how much service this tree was rendering to his devotee by giving shade, by giving him place to sit, one day Lord Chaitanya embraced the tree, and the tree became young again. Leaves, flowers began to flourish on every branch, and that same tree is there today for us to offer our respectful obeisances. Sharanga Thakur had no disciples. However, the Supreme Lord was inspiring him within his heart to accept disciples, to promote the Harinam Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In fact, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself would request him to accept disciples. But due to Sarangha Thakur's natural humility, he didn't feel that he was qualified for such a service. However, one day, due to the insistence of Lord Chaitanya, he decided, the first person that I meet in the morning, I am going to accept as my disciple. It was very early in the morning, still dark. He went to take his bath in Ganga Devi. When he went into the Ganga to take his bath, a dead corpse was floating in the current and happened to touch his feet. This was the first person he met. So he chanted the mantra in the ear of that dead body and it came alive. This is very symbolic because spiritually we are all dead. But when we accept the mercy of the spiritual master by hearing his instructions, by taking initiation, then our spiritual lives begin. So this boy's name was Thakur Murari. And he was actually a young boy. And what happened is he died of a snake bite just up the stream of the Ganga. And the custom at that time is if a person dies of a snake bite, you don't bury, you don't burn, but you just throw him in the Ganga. So the parents were weeping and crying, and they performed the last rites by placing their son in Ganga. The parents found out he was alive again, here at Mangachi, living with Sharanga Thakur. So the parents came and said, please, we're so astonished and joyful that you are alive. Please come home. You are our son.
Thakur Murari replied to his parents, "The body that you gave me died. But the life that my spiritual master gave me, that is what I am today. Therefore, I will never leave my spiritual master. I will stay with him. He is my real father, my real mother, my real friend." Srila Sharanga Thakur ki
jai!
And it is true that our material parents, they give us this body as agents of Krishna. And therefore, it is sinful not to offer honor and respect to one's parents and to feel grateful to one's parents. And it is sinful to not perform one's duty to one's parents. However, the spiritual masters, they give us spiritual birth. When we take initiation, that is called second birth. It is our spiritual birth. The birth that our parents give us is subjected to old age, disease, and inevitable death. But the birth that the spiritual master gives us is an entrance into eternal life, full of bliss and full of knowledge. There is a beautiful verse in Srimad Bhagavatam. Devarshi bhutapti nirnam pitranam nakinkura nayamrani charajan sarvatmana yasharanam sharanyan gatomukondam paraditya karatam. For one who surrenders to Krishna under the guidance of spiritual master, all his debts, obligations are automatically fulfilled to one's parents, to the demigods, to the rishis, to the government officials. Because Krishna is the source of everything. If you water the root of the tree, automatically every leaf and branch is satisfied. Similarly, if we serve Krishna, even if it means we renounce all other obligations, then our life is perfect. And the spiritual master is the Krishna servant who teaches us how to offer water to the root of the tree of our life by surrendering to Krishna. And in this age, the greatest process of surrendering to Krishna was revealed here in Navadvipa by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the chanting of the holy names.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sharanga Thakur was such a fearless preacher. Sometimes he would come into this jungle of Modadrumadweep and he would play with the tigers. Other times he would jump on the back of the tiger and ride it. But because Krishna protected his devotees, the tiger felt no animosity or anger toward him. Rather, the tigers would play with Sharanga Thakur. Sharanga Thakur was such a fearless preacher. Sometimes he would come into this jungle of Modadrumadweep and he would play with the tigers. Other times he would jump on the back of the tiger and ride it. But because Krishna protected his devotees, the tiger felt no animosity or anger toward him. Rather, the tigers would play with Sharanga Thakur. Other times here he would pick up a deadly python and play with it on his lap, sitting. Sometimes he would go to the Ganga and he would go completely underwater and remain there for 2 or 3 days meditating on Krishna and his holy names.
Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sometimes he would be stunned,
Sometimes he would be motionless. He was very, very enthusiastic always to preach the message of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda. And Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami tells us that his ecstasies were endless.